Welcome to GSO to Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO to Go Voices host. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the October 2009 GSO to Go Voices podcast. The main story this month is how Georgia schools and districts can save time and money. State Superintendent of Schools Kathy Cox launched two online tools at an event at Kennesaw Mountain High School in Cobb County, where Superintendent Cox announced expanded state partnerships with Georgia Public Broadcasting PBS Teacher Line and Verizon's Thinkfinity. Details about the partnerships are included on pages 1 and 2 of GSO to Go. The GSO Video Library added more content recently. A best practice GPS video series for high school science is now available. The videos have been prepared by segment, which means educators can select to watch one, some, or all the segments of a particular video. Science teachers can watch segments from videos on binary ionic compounds, acids and bases, homeostasis, nature of sound, and energy. Online research and using reference materials are essential information literacy skills found throughout the elementary, middle, and high school levels of the GPS. So, do you need some great resources your students can use for research projects? This is where the Galileo Initiative can assist you in teaching essential 21st century learning skills. Through collaboration and resource sharing, Galileo seeks to provide equal access to information for all Georgia citizens. Participating institutions, such as your school, may access hundreds of databases that index thousands of periodicals and scholarly journals. Other resources include encyclopedias, business directories, and government publications. Get started today with Galileo by choosing interfaces that are designed by elementary, middle, and high school. As you may know from previous GSO to Go Voices podcasts, Learner.org has many interactives to expand student learning on various concepts. Interactives provide educators and students with strategies, content, and activities that can enhance and improve student skills in a variety of curricular areas. The October GSO to Go features the Ecosystem Simulation Lab Interactive. The study of ecosystems is an important concept in the K-12 science GPS. It starts in fourth grade, where students are responsible to describe the roles of organisms and the flow of energy within an ecosystem through standard S4L1 and its elements. Ecosystems appear another 17 times in the standards between grades 7 through 12. Want your students to discover how ecosystems can be a complex and delicate balancing act? In the Learner.org Interactive Ecology Lab, students get a chance to build their own ecosystem and explore the effects of these interrelationships. Along with the simulator page, Learner.org includes a downloadable data table for students to record their data as they conduct their simulations. Lessons and challenges are also included in this engaging interactive. Educators should be aware that modern languages K-5 and health standards are now posted on GSO and available for public review. Print-ready GPS for the classroom was recently suggested to the Georgia Department of Education. So here at GSO, we are pleased to share that K-8 course subject standards are now available in print-ready format for posting. The printable and classroom-friendly GPS may be found on GSO under the Georgia Performance Standards tab in the Support Materials section. Teachers may print these in the sizes of regular, legal, or 11 by 17. Make sure you check out page 5 of GSO to Go. Galileo has made many online training sessions available. Mentioned earlier in this podcast, Galileo can be a tremendous resource for teachers teaching the research process to students. we have posted many of the upcoming online events in GSO2Go for your convenience. These sessions will help you get an overview of Galileo. And here is a reminder to register for the upcoming GAETC. It is now less than a month away. The Georgia Educational Technology Conference will be held November 4th through 6th at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Links are provided in GSO2Go, which includes lodging, shuttles, conference schedule, map directions, and PLU information. There are many learning celebrations mentioned for October in GSO2Go. Start celebrating October themes with the new Georgia Encyclopedia. They provide great links to events, history, and facts about Georgia. For example, do your students know what two people won the Nobel Peace Prize from Georgia? Have them find out by heading over to the new Georgia Encyclopedia. The article, titled A Perfect 10, celebrates the metric system. This, of course, occurs on the 10th day of the 10th month. There are some great metric system links to activities, interactives, and video content. Get Smart About Credit Day takes place on October 15th. This is a program designed to connect bankers with students and young adults to help them develop a stronger understanding of credit and how to use it responsibly. And last but not least, chemistry teachers have a lot to celebrate in October, too. There is Mole Day that occurs on October 23rd and National Chemistry Week that falls on the fourth week of October. Both of these events are covered in articles on the last page of the newsletter. There are links to everything mentioned in this month's podcast in the GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read GSO2Go and share it with others. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter as well as other issues, just enter georgiastandards.org into your browser. Click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of the webpage and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resources links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. GSO2Go is downloadable as a PDF, which means that you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. And now there's an HTML text version as well. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening to the October 2009 podcast.